Nolte, Bill Murray in hashtag MeToo trouble after $100,000 payout, Gina Davis allegation. By John Nolte on October 11, 2022. The hashtag MeToo knives are out for Oscar nominee Bill Murray with the news of a $100,000 payout and actress Gina Davis hurling her own, dumb, allegations. After vague reports of Bill Murray's inappropriate behavior halted production of Aziz Ansari's directorial debut last April, new details have emerged surrounding Murray's conduct on the set of Being Mortal. According to Puck's Eric Gardner, multiple sources said the actor allegedly assaulted a much younger female crew member who accused Murray of straddling and kissing her through a mask. The staffer reportedly interpreted his actions as entirely sexual and was horrified by his behavior. She then made an official complaint and received a settlement of a little over $100,000. In an interview with CNBC in May, Murray described the incident as a difference of opinion, saying that he and the crew member were trying to make peace with each other. "We're both professionals. We like each other's work. We like each other, I think," Murray explained at the time. Though the film is around 50% done, it looks like it's headed toward cancellation rather than a reshoot, the report said. You got to love left-wing Hollywood. Alec Baldwin can accidentally shoot and kill a woman, and the show goes on. Yep, the movie Rust will be completed. But Bill Murray is accused of inappropriate behavior. He tries to make amends with an apology and then a settlement, and the whole movie still gets cancelled. If Murray did what he's accused of, it's not okay, but a little perspective always helps. Well, Hollywood is not done taking out the 72-year-old legend. Actress Gina Davis, I've seen her boobs, who starred with Murray in the underrated 1990 gem Quick Change, has moved in for the kill shot. Gina Davis also opened up about a bad experience she had with Murray on the set of the 1990 film Quick Change. In an interview with the British Times, the Thelma and Louise star detailed an encounter she had with the actor in a hotel suite, where he allegedly insisted that he give Davis a massage using a device called the Thumper, though she adamantly refused. In a separate incident, Murray tracked down Davis in her trailer and screamed at her for being late. Davis said that she was waiting for her wardrobe, and continued to scream until she returned in front of the hundreds of people on set. "This is the Thumper, y'all. Remember those? I remember those. There is nothing sexual about a Thumper." It sounds like Murray was looking to break the ice and get a feel for a potential co-star by catching her off guard. Does she have a sense of humor? Will we get along? Is she cool or uptight? If true, it's certainly not cool for him to scream at Davis about being late, but this was 32 years ago. Do you want to know what else isn't cool? Holding a grudge until it can do the most out of proportion damage during the fascist hashtag MeToo movement. Something I resent about this hashtag MeToo movement is that those of us calling for the benefit of the doubt, forgiveness, due process, and a proportional response are made to feel like we're excusing bad and or boorish behavior. We're not. I'm certainly not. Screaming at coworkers is not okay. Wrestling with coworkers is not okay. What's more, I haven't been a Bill Murray fan for at least a quarter of a century. Further, there is no question the guy is a world-class jerk. Nevertheless, let the punishment fit the crime. Aziz Ansari loses his movie over this? How is that fair? How is that just? Bill Murray's going to be blacklisted forever over this? How is that fair? How is that just? It is not. The fascist excesses of the hashtag MeToo movement are much more dangerous, much more troubling, and much more unacceptable than the unacceptable behavior the movement is looking to stop.